Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to Think About AI, A Guide for the Perplexed by Richard Susskind is a practical, plain language map of today's artificial intelligence landscape and the questions it forces on individuals, organizations, and governments. Rather than treating AI as a single mysterious technology, Susskind frames it as a set of capabilities that can augment or replace human work in different ways, and he clarifies the gap between what AI can do now and what people imagine it will do soon. The book's goal is not to teach coding or promote hype, but to equip readers with concepts and vocabulary for informed decisions. It explores how machine learning, data, and automation are reshaping professional services, public administration, and everyday life, while also examining reliability, accountability, bias, and the economics of deploying AI at scale. Throughout, Susskind emphasizes that the hardest part of AI is often not technical performance, but governance, design choices, and the human consequences of adopting powerful systems too quickly or too casually. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, demystifying AI without the hype, Susskind begins by tackling the confusion that surrounds AI, especially the tendency to treat it as either magic or menace. He separates marketing language from workable definitions and encourages readers to think in terms of tasks, capabilities, and contexts. Instead of assuming AI is a single thing, he highlights that different approaches such as rule-based systems, machine learning, and large-scale statistical models deliver different kinds of results and carry different risks. This framing helps readers judge claims about AI products and headlines by asking what problem is being solved, what data and assumptions are involved, and what counts as success. He also distinguishes narrow, task-focused systems from more general aspirations, showing why performance in one domain does not automatically transfer to another. By emphasizing that AI systems are engineered artifacts shaped by objectives and constraints, he keeps the discussion grounded. The payoff is a clearer mental model. Readers become less vulnerable to hype cycles, more realistic about timelines, and better prepared to ask the right questions about cost, accuracy, security, and appropriate use. Secondly, AI as a new kind of problem solver, a core theme is how AI changes the way problems are solved. Traditional software often requires humans to specify rules in advance, while many modern AI systems learn patterns from data and produce probabilistic outputs. Susskind explains why this matters for decision-making. AI may be powerful at classification, prediction, and recommendation, yet still struggle with common sense reasoning, causal explanation, or value-laden judgments. He encourages readers to think about where AI fits in a workflow and what role humans should play, from full automation to human-in-the-loop oversight. He also explores the importance of training data, feedback loops, and model evaluation, emphasizing that accuracy numbers alone can be misleading when deployed in messy real-world conditions. The discussion pushes readers to consider how AI systems can fail, how they can drift as environments change, and why monitoring and updating are part of responsible deployment. This topic equips non-specialists to understand why AI feels different from earlier IT, and why governance and operational discipline matter as much as algorithms. Thirdly, transforming work, expertise, and professional services, Susskind is widely known for analyzing how technology reshapes expert work, and this book extends that lens to AI. He examines how tasks traditionally performed by professionals can be decomposed, standardized, and partially automated, changing what expertise means and how value is delivered. Rather than predicting a simple replacement story, he outlines multiple pathways: augmentation that improves speed and quality, substitution of routine components, and redesign of services so outcomes can be delivered in new formats. This has implications for law, medicine, finance, education, and government, where trust and accountability are central. He also raises economic questions about productivity, pricing, and access, suggesting that AI could expand availability of services if deployed thoughtfully, while also concentrating power if benefits accrue only to large platforms and well-funded institutions. For individuals, the message is to focus on adaptable skills, domain understanding, and the ability to work with AI tools rather than compete head-on with them. For organizations, it is a call to rethink processes and incentives, not merely add AI on top of old routines. Fourthly, risk, accountability, and the ethics of deployment. The book pays sustained attention to the risks that accompany AI adoption, especially when systems influence high-stakes decisions. Susskind highlights concerns such as bias, opacity, privacy, security, and over-reliance on tools that appear authoritative. He encourages readers to treat AI outputs as products of data and design choices rather than neutral truths. Questions of accountability are central. When an AI-supported decision harms someone, who is responsible, and what standards should apply? He he explores the tension between performance and explainability, noting that demands for transparency must be balanced against the complexity of some models, the limits of human interpretability, and the realities of organizational responsibility. He also underscores that ethics is not only about abstract principles, but about concrete practices, auditing, documentation, human review, user consent, and clear communication of uncertainty. This topic helps readers think beyond simplistic calls to ban or embrace AI and instead build a structured approach to responsible use. It positions governance as a design requirement, not an afterthought added after harm occurs. Lastly, how to make better decisions about AI? A practical throughline is decision readiness, how leaders, policymakers, and citizens can make sound choices about AI amid rapid change. Susskind encourages readers to start with purpose, identifying the human and institutional goals that AI should serve, and to evaluate trade-offs openly. He emphasizes that AI projects are socio-technical initiatives, requiring attention to incentives, training, data stewardship, procurement, and long-term maintenance. The book also supports a more informed public conversation by outlining the types of questions to ask vendors and internal teams, what data was used, what assumptions are embedded, how performance is measured across groups, what happens when the system is wrong, and how appeals or overrides work. Another focus is strategic foresight, anticipating second-order effects on jobs, inequality, trust, and democratic accountability. Rather than offering a single prescription, he equips readers with frameworks that travel across domains. The result is a guide to thinking, not a checklist, helping readers engage with AI as an evolving set of tools that must be continuously evaluated, governed, and aligned with human values. In conclusion, this book suits readers who feel surrounded by AI talk but want clarity rather than technical depth, professionals, managers, policymakers, students, and informed citizens. It is especially valuable for people who must make decisions about adopting AI tools, regulating them, or living with their consequences in workplaces and public services. The benefit to a reader's life is practical confidence. By learning to separate hype from capability, to recognize where data-driven systems are strong or fragile, and to ask better questions about accountability and risk, readers can make calmer decisions about their careers, organizations, and communities. Susskind also helps readers see that AI is not only a technology story, but a redesign of how work, expertise, and trust are organized. Compared with many AI books that either dive into engineering detail or offer sweeping futurism, this one aims for usable understanding. Its advantage is structured thinking and balanced judgment, pairing the promise of efficiency and wider access with the realities of bias, governance, and unintended effects. For buyers deciding among general AI explainers, this is worth purchasing because it builds durable mental models that remain useful even as specific tools change. If you would like to support Richard Susskind, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.